Mark Dickey here from The Bridge. I'm here with Chaplain Kilgore, and we're at Dover Air Force Base today. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And we've got a special friend here, too. Who is down by your knee?
Down by my knee is Blaze. He's my two-and-a-half-year-old standard poodle therapy dog.
And this is a new program, right?
It is. I've had Blaze for about a year and almost 2 months now. And he is new, not only to the mortuary mission, but new to AFMEO. He is the first therapy dog that has been integrated with our resiliency program.
Now, you said mortuary. Could you fill people in on what you mean by that and what you're doing here?
Yeah, so I am a permanent party chaplain here with our Air Force mortuary operations. And essentially what we do is our major mission is bringing home the fallen. And what I mean by fallen is anybody that has died overseas, they come through Dover and they are reintegrated back on American soil.
Well, thank you for what you do. We got to see a lot of the facility today, and it's amazing. And just us being a Christian radio station and you being a chaplain, I caught something that you said. You do something called, is it Donuts and Devo?
Yes, it's Donuts and Devo, exactly. So Donuts and Devotion, you know, it's nothing to bring people together like food, all right? And so you talk about donuts and then you talk about devotion. And so what that allows us to do is to touch that spiritual component of our mortuary team. Mm-hmm. And so right now, currently, we're in the book of Revelations, and what that allows them to do is kind of look at what they're doing in life, how they see themselves, how they see God on a regular basis, where they see God, where they met Jesus, and even individuals who have no religious preference or relationship with God, it gives them the ability to tap into conversation as it relates to spirituality. Mm. So it opens up doors that many people won't have access to, but myself as a chaplain, that gives me the access to individuals to talk about spirituality at work.
It just warmed my heart that this is such a heavy, heavy thing that you're doing day in and day out, and you're getting people together and just bringing God's word into that. I think that's so cool.
Yeah, so I find that we have a lot of people that are searching. They're searching for something. They know that it's something bigger out there than them. Some people call it Mother Earth. Some people call it Father Earth. And I call it God. I call it Jesus, because I believe that this world was created by God. And so that gives me the opportunity to talk about and help other people develop their own personal feelings and their own meanings and their own foundation of spirituality, based on what it is that I am facilitating, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't like to say that I'm teaching. I like to facilitate, because in that setting, I say that there are no right, wrong, or wrong answers. There are just questions and conversation. So we're able to dialogue with one another through a biblical lens as well as a spiritual lens, and incorporate God and Jesus into the mix every single Donuts and Devo that we have. Yeah,
that's so cool. And how many people come to Donuts and Devo every week?
It's every week. So we have it every Thursday at 9 a.m. and we have it for about an hour and 15 minutes, and it roughly between 12 and 15, 18 and 20 people, just depending on the mission, what's going on. Yeah.
That just warms my heart, because that's I feel like larger than most Bible studies in general, let alone on a military base.
Yeah. It's a unique mission, and so we have the ability to do that. I tell you one thing, being in mortuary, people are faced with their mortality. And so in the search of trying to find something to cling to, trying to find hope to cling to, trying to find something positive to look forward to, then that's the reason that they cling to that, I believe.
Chaplain Kilgore, thank you so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you.